counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here for our overview. The charts for the week of December 17th to the 21st as the year wraps up. We got one more week, and it'll be an extravaganza of the hot hits for the whole year. But right now, we're focusing on what's happened this past week with the stories and topics and the people. Michael, it certainly would be a pleasure to listen to you go through these one by one, starting at number 10.
Yeah, some of them are fun and some of them are not. We have at number 10 the pro in college hoops action. That's basketball. We have the death of Robert Bork at number 9. National Football League action at number 8. At number 7, we have the Mayan calendar doomsday scenario that came and went. At
Gee, we're all here! Hooray!
There are some people who think, the Mayans might have been off by a few weeks. A long time ago, and we have changed the calendars, and there is daylight savings time, and what time zone are you in?
Yep.
So, don't get too confident.
The end could still be near.
Absolutely. For those of you who,
at the hands of the North Koreans.
For those of you who spent all that money on those bunkers and on survival and prepping, don't worry. The end might yet come. Don't waste your money.
Yeah.
I wonder if that happens when people go to that effort to prepare for a cataclysm, if they are disappointed.
Right. Sorry, it didn't happen. Oh, no.
Now what are we going to do with this?
Right. Yeah.
Number 6, we have the North Korean rocket test. At number 5, we have Syria violence and Egypt instability. Still enjoying hearing this?
Yeah. Yeah. After 87 weeks on the chart, yeah.
We have the Benghazi State Department report. At number 3, the fiscal cliff negotiations. That term bothers me.
Yeah, I call it the fiscal slope.
Right. At number 2, that's more what it is. At number 2, the mental health care system tied with the Newtown massacre aftermath. Mental health and gun law changes, which is number 1, gun law changes, gun control. Those are the two big topics coming out of the Newtown massacre. At number 10 on the people chart, we have Robert Bork. At number 9, we have a tie between Bashar al-Assad and Mohamed Morsi. We have Harry Reid at 8, Nancy Pelosi at 7, George W. Bush, you may remember him, at number 6, number 5, Hillary Clinton, number 4, Piers Morgan, number 3, Adam Lanza and Nancy Lanza, number 2, John Boehner, and number 1, Barack Obama. And, of course, next week we're going to do the survey for the entire year, some of which is kind of obvious.
Yeah. All right. So in terms of as the worm squirms in the world of talk radio, talkers.com is the Bible, the place to go. Lots of people listening to this program who are devotees of this format, the news talk radio world, interested in the comings and goings of personalities. Certainly one of the best known people on the air for decades has been Dr. Joy Brown. Your headline in the talkers section at talkers.com in the talk radio section. Of those coming and going. She's been given a pink slip by the new owners of the station and network that she has been on. So somebody that we know and like well, we find this perplexing, do we not?
Well, I can't say I'm surprised, because what happened is Clear Channel recently bought the station from its owners, Buckley Broadcasting, and their purpose in buying it was to make some changes to accommodate their interests and their syndicated properties to have a signal in New York City. And it looked a little bit troubling for some of the local hosts there, some of whom have national shows as well, like Joy Brown.
Yep.
And what's really upsetting about it is, hope springs eternal in the human breast. They all were hoping that they would stay.
Yep.
That's one. And two, they did it right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And if people think that, big-time talk show hosts don't have feelings, too, they do. They're very sensitive people. And I personally wonder about the practice of firing people a few days or a week before Christmas. It just feels very
dirty.
Yeah, there's something about it. Although, I don't know, a case could be made, so what, you're doing them a favor, making them think they still have a job and then fire them in January? But maybe so. I would never do it. If I were running a business, I would never fire anybody right before Christmas. I just think there's something about it that's Scrooge-like.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit. It doesn't. It is really I don't know. It just feels dirty. I guess that's the bottom line. All right. So where do people, just to sort of give folks a little insight, where do people like Joy, who've been at one place for a long time, people certainly know her. Do the audience members really care about where somebody, we talked about Laura Ingraham leaving and maybe coming back.
They care when they don't know where they went.
Yeah.
They care when one of radio's dirty habits is to not tell you where the person is. You know, again, people who are supposedly celebrities and important people and, you know, the faces and voices of a station suddenly are gone and they're out the door and goodbye. Never were here.
Yeah.
So there's a disrespect to the listener by not warning them, telling them, letting them know what's happening, why it happened, where they're going. So people are on their own having to look and find. And also people are creatures of habit. I mean, not every listener is like devoted to, okay, when's Joy Brown on? Oh, I got to listen. They listen because they're in the habit of going to that station at that time. And the person's gone and they go, ugh, and they're upset. And that's the end of it. They're not going to sit and start looking. Where is she? Is she on the internet? Well, let me go to her website. You know, is there another station I should start listening to? And so it is inconvenient for the listener and frustrating for the personality. Mm-hmm. But to answer the other part of your question, somebody like Dr. Joy Brown will either be picked up by another station or join another network or at this point in history of media, start her own show on the internet. Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people do and then go through the process of trying to promote it. That's one of the reasons we have talkers.com is to let people know where people are. We're not a directory, but, you know, we do the stories and the news. And, you know, talk fans often keep up with what's happening by reading the trades.
Yeah. I think it's interesting also when you get down to brass tacks about something like Joy or some of these other people who have very strong followings, how it is these people that run these companies don't see that. They create a competitor, I suppose, in somebody else by doing it the way that they've done it instead of trying to accommodate. But, you know, how they run their businesses isn't necessarily anything. This is no more or less difficult than running an automobile business or running a supermarket. Or I mean, it's just a business. It just happens that what we're trading on are conversations from people who become part of the
lives. In a way, it is different, though. And all businesses have their own flavor. But show business, movies, publishing, media, radio, television, in the days that preceded this era, there were operators that ran them. There were the people that ran the movie studios were movie guys.
Right.
The people that ran the television networks were television people. The people that ran the newspapers were journalism people. Mm-hmm. They had ink in their blood.
Yeah.
So there was an understanding of what's valuable and what's not, and an in-depth feeling for the culture of the medium. When you have bean counters running it, and it's just, it could be cars, it could be beans, or it could be people on the radio, it's all the same, that's when, to answer your question, no, they don't know that somebody has a following or that somebody cannot be replaced or that somebody is worth the money. They don't know it because it's just beans to them.
Yep, it is. It's all about the dollars and cents. All right, Michael Harrison here. We continue in a matter of moments. He's from talkers.com. We're discussing the stories and some of the other behind-the-scenes things going on. I have an important question to ask about composition in a moment of Michael. I'm Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Brett Winston of Washington, D.C., you gotta hustle. Because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? This isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com is here on the countdown. We've gone through the stories and the people. Now we're discussing the business itself. The advent of different formulas to try to get radio stations both on the AM side and the FM side to be successful has brought about in this past year a large change to sports talk radio. But I was noticing how some stations that are in spoken word formatics are combining the sports delivery. Some of the big sports stars, Dan Patrick, for example, is airing on some stations that do not necessarily political talk, but they have a colorful, maybe full-service morning program. Then they get somebody like Patrick on, and they even do Jim Rome, and then they'll do Dave Ramsey, and they might do something like a Joy Brown. It's pretty interesting to see, and I like this idea because I think we need to go back to an eclectic mix. I think Patrick's a very affable host. I don't... Rome doesn't do it for me because he's a little more technical. I think Patrick gets into the head of some of these personalities and has very, just a great way about him, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And so he makes for a good, I think, a good mix of conversation on a well-rounded talk radio station. Yes or no?
I mean, there's so many ways to mix and match them. It's just a matter of what people get used to. And it's only in recent years that talk stations have developed what's called stationality, mm-hmm. hot water or cold water, and, you know, left or right, all sports, all this, all that. And in some ways, that's maybe the sign of the times. But it doesn't mean it has to be that way. There's different ways to put together, as you say, the composition of a platform and create new trends and new expectations.
Yeah, and I think that's it. By the way, through the course of the week, when we put together next week on the account, we'll have a list of all of the big items for the year. Also, during the course of this week, you'll hear a lot of different voices that you may not hear. For example, I do the Good Day program Monday through Friday, and we'll be on live on many of these same stations, live Christmas Day, live New Year's Day. But also part of the holiday is a lot of voices show up that haven't shown up for a while. I'm thinking of J.D. Hayworth as one. But there are half a dozen people doing so-called fill-in shifts. So you won't hear necessarily your normal host or the one you're used to, but you might find somebody that has something to say that you're interested in. So maybe pay attention a little bit more to what's going on some of these stations.
Yeah, because some of these people are really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Hayworth says. Yeah, Hayworth says pretty good job. All right, Michael, thank you. And the holidays are with us, but we'll keep ourselves steep in the tradition of always doing this, no matter what the weekend, the week of December 17th to the 21st.
Help Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Even J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's been featured in lots of different news media as a protector of people who are about to get scammed. He has, because of his work through various ways, including Scamicide.com, gotten meritorious dedications from a lot of the legal institutions, American Bar Association, et cetera, et cetera. He always loves it when I glorify his position in the world. So there you go.
More and more.
He's a genuine American hero and here to talk about some of the things that are important. Let's the whole business of gun change, gun law changes, the practical side of this. I get into a couple of heated conversations on the countdown this week with people who were angry at me because they really weren't listening to what I said. And it has nothing to do with my feelings about gun control. I don't care whether people have guns or they don't have guns. But I will tell you, in my heart of hearts and soul of souls, something is going to change. Everybody's going to lose a pound of flesh. And whether they're all three of these contributing factors, guns, the psychological state of young people in our country and the violent videos, all of that stuff is going to have, there will be a guaranteed pound of flesh. And if you are a gun owner and you don't think you're going to give up your rights, it may go to the Supreme Court. I guess that's what I'd ask you. These people in the NRA and Larry Pratt's organization, Gun Owners of America, they'll push, if there is a new law, they'll go right to the Supreme Court to try to get it overturned, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so far, the gun lobby has been successful most recently in the Supreme Court. The whole issue, when it goes as a constitutional matter, is the Constitution talks about a militia, well-regulated militia being necessary. The people have the right to bear arms. And so the question was, okay, the militia of that day is the equivalent of like our National Guard. So it doesn't mean individuals have the right. And the court definitively said most recently that, yes, individuals have the right to bear arms and have a weapon. That being said, the biggest problem is not just handguns, but we'll need to get to that. In this particular instance at Sandy Hook, it is an automatic weapon. And I don't care if you're a target shooter, I don't care if you are a hunter, you don't need a machine gun. And that's what an automatic weapon is.
Right.
And many of these kinds of tragedies could be somewhat averted if we start there. Now, maybe, you know, some gun owners may say it's a slippery slope, and maybe it is, but there is no reason for having legalized assault weapons. They are equivalent of the individual's weapons of mass destruction, and I don't think the Constitution would uphold that.
All right. Number two this week on the countdown has to do with the massacre itself. I'm guessing at this point in time there must be people signing up and lining up to sue somebody. Can't imagine the school system would be sued, but I can't imagine some of the, once it's known, I guess it has been now divulged, what kind of guns were used. Maybe they sue the estate of the mother. Who is going to benefit from a suit? What kind of lawyer steps up to the plate to handle something like this?
Yeah, you know, I wonder about that. You look at the school itself, and the school itself actually probably had a better security system in place than you could find at most elementary schools around the country. So as far as their reasonable precautions, I don't see any litigation being successful there. As far as the Adam Lanza, his estate, you know, certainly he is absolutely liable, but there's really probably no assets there. The mother, if she had assets, the issue would be that she should have known that she had a dangerous son and didn't really protect those weapons, lock them up properly, and that's just an assumption that she didn't. That would be something viable. I'll tell you, one of the real issues right now is something that I warned people about in Scamicide a day after the shootings, and now it just started to see stuff come out, and that is there are a lot of phony charities out there that are taking advantage of our willingness to try and help the victims, and you end up helping the scammer. So you don't just give to some charity with a name that may sound legitimate or you get an email or a text about it.
Well, there's a lot of that, as you said. I was just looking this morning, as a matter of fact, at an email that came from somebody purporting to be putting together a Christmas deal to help the families of the massacre victims. Stay away from that stuff. Stay away from it.
Absolutely.
All right, Robert Bork died. As a lawyer to lawyer, he was there was a lot of hoopla around his being nominated to the Supreme Court when George Bush was president. He didn't get it. It always kind of came across as a weird duck to me. What kind of a lawyer was he?
Well, he was a very rigid jurist, and I'll tell you one of the things that's the most telling to me about Robert Bork as a lawyer. He was third in charge at the Attorney General's office under Nixon. When the Watergate investigation was going on and they were first requesting the tapes, Nixon called in Elliot Richardson, the Attorney General, said, fire the special prosecutor. And he said, I won't do it. And he said, okay, then you resign. Next, the assistant attorney general came in. He said, fire the independent prosecutor. Nope, I resign. Finally, Bork was the third, said, sure, I'll do it. And he fired the special prosecutor. The next special prosecutor got the tapes, and down came Nixon. A lot of people resented that and held that against Bork. He definitely was somebody who was what they call a strict constructionist. Mm-hmm. But remember, if you're a strict constructionist, according to the Constitution, the only people you like are white landowners, because women had no rights, people of color had no rights, Indians had no rights. The Constitution lives on because it's evolved, and I think the strict constructionists, you know, what would the founders say, missed the point.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, founder of Scamicide.com, the website devoted to informing you about the dangers of scams, including the one we were talking about surrounding the massacre. Here, going through some of the legalese of this week's top stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show each week, as you know, features a well-known talk radio host, and this week, no exception, Bob McLean is from News Radio 106.3 FM and 930 AM and 1330 AM, WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. He's been in charge of programming and news at the radio station for 6 years, and he's just a young whippersnapper, having, like me, we start as teenagers and see where it goes. If we can manage to fool people for 4 or 5 years, then probably we've made a, we can make a pitch and hit a home run and keep on going, Bob.
Well, no doubt, Doug, and as you know, when in doubt, you know, if you're looking for a bumper song, just grab a Beatles tune.
That's
every
it.
Time.
Right, exactly, yeah. And if that doesn't work, you can find a Christmas song.
There you go.
Any or all of those things.
To the occasion.
Yes, and
yeah.
Merry.
And Merry Christmas.
By the way,
you,
Merry
Doug,
Christmas as well. All right, so the local things down in South Carolina that are reflecting in your Greenville listening area, we have our certain list of the 10 things that through talkers.com we've come up with and we do every week. That seem to be the hot button issues around the country. But if we were to do a top 10 or a top 5 in Greenville, what's having the strongest impact with your listeners?
Well, in reviewing the hottest news stories that everybody has been talking about here in our area of the country, Doug, it probably is remarkably similar to what other talk show hosts are experiencing as well. The gun control debate has taken the fore here in the wake of what happened in Connecticut. The discussions following the tragic events in Newtown, Connecticut, followed by all the back and forth, the batting of the badminton. What do they call that thing in badminton anyway?
The net, you talk about the fly, the bird,
the shuttlecock.
The birdie, you have the shuttlecock. Yep, right. Yep.
Yeah, the batting of the shuttlecock back and forth across the net between Boehner and Obama. That's had a lot of local interest here because all of the South Carolina delegation from the upstate are very conservative members of the House. They won election in 2010 with Tea Party support, and so they have been battling with Boehner tooth and nail over that. The Benghazi State Department report that came out in the latter part of the week also is coming for discussion, primarily because of the absence of Hillary Clinton. So probably remarkably similar to what other hosts have experienced. The one thing that may have what's that they say in TV newsrooms all the time, Doug? They're advancing the story, isn't
yes.
that the phrase they use?
Moving it along, yes.
Yeah, the thing that has advanced the story down here, earlier this week, we had what's known as a pre-filing deadline. The state legislature will be going back into a new session in January, and following what happened in Connecticut, there's a South Carolina state representative. He's from not actually the upstate of South Carolina. He's from another part of the state that's more in the center. Florence, South Carolina is where he's from. His name is Philip Lowe, and he has pre-filed a bill that would give school employees, not only teachers, but also school administrators, even for that matter, I guess, cafeteria workers and the like, anybody that works in a school environment that had a CWP and meets another level of criteria being qualified by the state law enforcement division in the expert marksman category, it would then give that individual the opportunity to carry a weapon in the school. And needless to say, that it's incited a lot of debate on both sides.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you handle a discussion like that, a debate on your program? How do you get people? Do you find it important to hear from both sides? What's your attitude and the attitude of the radio station toward some of the specifics of these conversations?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it all plays differently depending, of course, on where you are.
Right.
Here in the upstate of South Carolina, we are probably Greenville and Spartanburg counties, Anderson County, Pickens and Oconee counties, which are within our metro area. We are probably some of the reddest counties in one of the reddest states in America,
yeah,
in South Carolina. So that being said, there still are people that hold progressive or liberal viewpoints who want to, you know, have a bully pulpit to speak from and try and get their point across as well. My attitude has always been, Doug, that I approach the show with a philosophy of trying to generate more light than heat. I'm not interested in having a screaming, shouting match. I'm more interested in trying to have a rational discussion, which sometimes is possible and, frankly, sometimes is not. But that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in terms of understanding now how a program, there are some hosts, and I guess I'm specifically talking about you now and your working of the crowd and the story.
Mm-hmm.
Some hosts like to have lots of caller interaction. Some like to have guests. Some like to use it. There are hosts, the national and local hosts, who never take any calls at all.
True.
They either look for guests or they just, some people say pontificate. Some people have mastered the art of doing that. Some are horrible, frankly, at it. So I just wonder how you gauge that. If somebody were coming into town and they were listening to Bob McLean on News Radio 106.3 FM or 9:30 AM or 13:30 AM, what would they hear?
They would hear probably longer form discussions with the callers than they might be used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're familiar, Doug, with hosts that will take a caller. They'll have a caller on, and the caller will say, "Hey, Bob, you know, this is the thing that concerns me. I think you guys are crazy because it's stupid to put guns in the hands of teachers in schools." And that's all you hear
right
from the caller, and then the host uses that as essentially as the launching point for whatever viewpoint he wants to espouse. I'm a little bit different in that I probably go longer with callers than listeners are used to hearing. But the reason I do that is, number one, I want to give the caller an opportunity to fully express their viewpoint, and conversely, I want to have an opportunity to either agree with them or debate with them, as the case may be.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of an art, in a manner of speaking, and it comes from experience as much as anything else.
Very true.
At least I find that to be the case.
Well, I started in radio, Doug, as you mentioned, as you did, as a teenager, and then I worked my way into television news, and I was in TV newsrooms at major market stations in Atlanta and Dallas, Washington, D.C., and worked for a while as well for CNN. And one of the things that I picked up as a repertorial skill in doing interviews was frankly being a good listener. You know, not going in with a preset whole list of questions, and no matter what question you ask and what answer you may receive, just going right down the list. You know, it's to me much more instructive for the listener if the host is also involved in the conversation and listening to where the person that you're interviewing may be taking the conversation that, frankly, you would never thought about going in that direction.
It's a horror show sometimes to see that. It happens more often, I think, on television than it does on the radio, but you're right. We're talking to Bob McLean from News Radio 106.3 FM, 930 AM and 1330 AM, WORD in Greenville, South Carolina.
And actually, Doug, sorry to interrupt, to correct, actually, there may have been a typo in there. It's actually 9:50 a.m. But if they're, around that spot on the dial, they'll find us.
They'll find you. All right, we continue with Bob in a moment here on the countdown.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh! What, do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bob McLean is here from News Radio 950 AM, 1330 AM, and 106.3 FM. So this is simulcast on WORD all around the Greenville area. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually are a TriCast. 950 AM is 5,000 watts. The 1330 frequency is in Greenville. 950 Spartanburg, 1330 is Greenville. Both of those are 5,000 watt AMs. And then we have the FM signal, which we actually were kind of ahead of the power curve on that. We added the FM signal in June of 2008.
I drove through Greenville. It's too bad I didn't have time in Spartanburg last year on one of my trips across the country. My former wife was a nun
in
a convent in Spartanburg and actually was born there, as I'm remembering. I do remember smiling sort of as I went through town. Pretty interesting area and lots of conversation. People get worked up about strong issues, and that's what the countdown is all about, the issues of the day, the people that folks are talking about. And as I look at the list this week, Christmas is a nice change of pace to have as a conversation. I wonder how you handle it. There are a lot of folks that do repeats. I happen to do my program on Christmas and New Year's and all the holidays live, and I think I'm the only one around who actually does a live program on the holidays.
I knew it was somebody.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, exactly. and so, but it gives people sort of a connection with what is real, because things still continue to happen, even though Christmas is the international holiday. I guess Christmas and New Year's, and that's about it. That pretty much everybody celebrates, or at least there's an air, there's an attitude of connection to it, even though all religions may not, in fact, be as members of other religions celebrating specifically Christmas. But there's a different tone, there's an air that takes place. And I wonder if you feel that, if you're involved in things. There are lots of radio stations that do special tributes, or they go out and do remotes and raise money for causes. Is that something that you feel strongly about doing there?
We actually have a different time of the year when we do our big charitable fundraiser. We're involved with the Greenville Hospital System, and we do the Radiothon every year for them that actually rolls around in the fall. But it's been interesting in talking about Christmas this year, Doug. It's had a different tone and a different feel to it.
Yeah, right, for obvious reasons. Yep.
Yeah, and then, of course, well, fortunately now we know, Doug, since we are here and talking, that those crazy Mayans, those wacky Mayans apparently...
Hey, we made it! Hoo-ha!
Because, of course, across the international date line, in Australia and other spots, it's already, you know, tomorrow. So apparently we're all still going to be here. But all kidding aside, you know, between the looming tax-mageddon in Washington over the Obama and Boehner being at loggerheads on the so-called fiscal cliff negotiations, and obviously what happened in Connecticut, it has sort of lent more of an air of, I guess, what, solemnity? Is that the word I'm looking
for? Yeah, I think so. A serious tone.
Yeah.
I think that, what we are hearing... there are some, and I wonder how your audience feels about whether we need to go over. I don't call it a cliff. I think that's nonsense. It's the slope. And I frankly think there may be good reason to let it happen, but I wonder what your listeners think ought to happen.
Yeah, many of them would be in agreement with your assessment of it. Our South Carolina congressional delegation, as I mentioned earlier in the conversation, went to Congress in 2010, both brand new members. They were freshman members in 2010, and they went with Tea Party support. Mm-hmm. And frankly, they've had an uphill slog the entire first couple of years up there, primarily, frankly, with Boehner and his reluctance to wrap his arms around what Tea Party supporters consider fiscal reality and fiscal conservatism. And so our delegation has been at odds with Boehner to the point, in fact, where I've been told that they have been called in individually and collectively to Boehner's office and took a look. You guys, the train's leaving the station. You better jump on board. And they said, I'm sorry, but we were sent to Washington, D.C. with a mission. And the mission was to reduce the amount of federal spending. And in our estimation, we're not $16 trillion in debt because the federal government is not receiving enough cash coming in. We're $16 trillion in debt because too much money is being spent by you folks. And you got to stop it. And so that's led to a confrontational atmosphere, even between our South Carolina delegation and the GOP leadership.
You know, it'd be interesting in terms of having a conversation. We're about out of time here, but having a conversation about the various things that are strongest in connection with the Tea Party, fiscal matters. I find myself, I'm a really strong, I don't like the use of the word conservative because it's abused, because people don't really understand what it means to conserve.
True.
But this, applying it to fiscal matters, spending, that sort of thing, is really where it has some meaning. And I always, I sort of thought during the election process that Tea Party results would be better if they just stay away from the social stuff for a while and focus on this, which is really the problem at the moment. So, you know, it just kind of, it depends on who you're talking to and what time of day it is, I guess, probably, in certain...
Yeah, I think that's very true. And it's going to be interesting going forward to see if Boehner will face any kind of challenge for the leadership in the next session.
Bob McLean from News Radio 106.3 FM, 950 AM.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Michael Levine is here on the countdown, the founder of LCOonline.com, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He has his fingers on the pulse as a PR expert. I ask him every week to come up with some of the ideas he may have. Certainly this week, Michael, the discussion of gun laws, the appearance of Larry Pratt on with Piers Morgan, the discussion of the NRA. These people, though, have, among the average person, not a particularly polished look. Would you agree with that statement?
I think not only would I agree with it, I would commend your gentle language.
Listen.
I think you have told the truth in a gentle way.
Yeah. Whether you agree or disagree, and whether you like it or you don't like it, the news media, the way this has been played in the social media, maybe even more, makes these guys look like the bad guys. Makes the gun owners and the people who run these groups look like the bad guys. So if you're working for them, how do you advise them to straighten up and fly right?
The first rule of speaking, whether it's in an auditorium or on television, is to know your audience. And your audience is a nation that has been traumatized in the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to know when to speak and when not to speak. And you have to know when to speak loudly and to when to speak softly. And, you know, to everything there is a season, right? And for somebody to go on national television, for a gun advocate, to go on national television a couple of days after 20 children had been shot in the head multiple times, murdered, innocent children, and say, with almost a semi-smirk on his face,
mm-hmm.
Guns are fun. Guns are fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're really fun. Now, they may be fun, right? I've shot a gun.
Yep.
And they may be fun, but the question is this the time, place, or setting to make that your principal comment or a principal comment? I'm not sure. I am,
and the answer is no.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. Now, does that mean the man is evil? Of course it doesn't. But it does mean that you have to think this is a nation that whose soul is on fire, yeah, appropriately.
Yep.
And how we conduct ourselves when a nation's soul is on fire says a great deal about who we are and how trustable we are to people when our soul is not on fire.
You got to wonder, again, this becomes a statement. This is a hypothesis, I suppose, thinking about all of the trouble. We just seem to be digging ourselves into deeper holes all the time. No matter where you look, there's a problem, and it doesn't get resolved. And then you go back to wondering about whether or not we're capable of resolving, whether there's the will to do what used to be the will.
Well, I think that is an excellent point. Very fair. I would also say that I am increasingly becoming very concerned, not concerned, very concerned about the distracted nature of our society. And what I mean by this is I went to lunch on Monday in a restaurant in which approximately five people in the restaurant were eating alone. And were these five people reading a newspaper? Were these five people contemplating the world? Were these five people perhaps writing little notes to themselves? Were these people looking out into the faces of others? No. They were sitting there with one hand eating a sandwich and the other hand texting.
Yep.
And I mean through the entire lunch, like zombies.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I've said we've grown a nation of zombies. We are.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I believe, with all respect to my technology-loving friends, and by the way, I should tell you that the people that I'm speaking about were not 14 years old.
No, of course
they
not.
They were 35 and 40, and they were men and women and gay and straight and black and white, and they look, and by the way, not one of them who left the restaurant sitting right next to me looked up and said, "Happy holidays," or "Have a nice day." They're like zombies. So I'm concerned that we're becoming, are we capable any longer? I don't know. It strikes me we're too distracted with Angry Birds and Facebook and nonsense and texting happy faces to people.
Yep, it's a very difficult and trying time. All right, well, you've given us some food for thought, as is always the case. Michael Levine from LCOonline.com, and also he's the fellow who founded the LBN eLert, great news source, read by hundreds of thousands of people around the globe every day. You've got to check out LBNeLert.com. Happy New Year, Michael.
Thank you, my friend.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.